Perfect picture, the space and time splitter, the Augustan calendar plumb line. We all know what common error means. Please.
Watch this. Rhymes and poetry.
You. People have been talking, man. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just do it.
Welcome to it. You are right here on Rhymes and Poetry on Active FM, the place to be. You are listening to Nolzi Lee, your girl with the most, and this show is going to be super, super, super awesome. Before we get into the hype of what the show is actually about, I'm going to tell you where you can find us. If you're looking for us, you can simply find us on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za, or you can find us on our socials, which is on Facebook and Instagram at ActiveFM777, the number of heaven. And I know you are like, Nolzi, but like, I'm looking for rhymes and poetry specifically. Where can I find you? You can simply find me on Instagram. That is rhymes and poetry 777. And if you're looking to send me an email because you're like, I want you to listen to my stuff or I want you to read my stuff, not in public but in private, you can simply email that to rhymesandpoetry777@gmail.com. But now we're going to get into the hype of the show, because you're like, okay, what is the show about? The show is about Indian hip-hop. Firstly, I did a show about Indian poetry. I did not know there was such a thing as Indian poetry until someone gave me a book and I was like, you need to read this. This is some Indian poetry. It's dope. And I was like, whoa. Obviously, everyone can write poetry. There's no one that doesn't have the ability, rather, not to write poetry. But like, I was shook. So I was like, do Indians do hip-hop? Because like, I don't know. And we're gonna find out later on in the show. Plus, I'm doing the artist of the week, so y'all are gonna find out who's my artist of the week, and you guys can find new music and new artists. That's so you can start listening to Christian music, because Christ music is hot music. And speaking of hot music, because y'all are like, I want to hear this hot music you're talking about, we are about to go into some reactive music, and we are going to listen to this one. It is called Eternity.
Not what we see, the resurrection of Christ revealed through troubles. No, we endure. I will focus on the King of Kings. Because he loves me, I'll focus on his mercy.
Song Eternity is seriously okay. All of the songs from the Reactive album are my favorite, but Eternity is one of the songs that I'm like, oh my goodness, that song is super 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 awesome. Make sure that you get the album. You can find it on so many platforms: Apple Music, Deezer, Spotify, you name it, you can find it, because Christ music seriously is hot music. And speaking about Christ music, I'm giving you guys the artist of the week, which is, drumroll, Mission! So this guy's name is Mission, right? So I was looking for new music quite a while ago, and I was like, okay, before I find new music, let me find Christian artists, and then let me listen to all the artists, and then let me find out which ones I can listen to and whose songs are the best songs that have a message, but also the artist is living the Christian life. Because Christ music is not only about me making Christian songs, it's about also living the lifestyle, the Christian lifestyle. And I found this guy, and this guy's name, his rap name is Mission. And this is a bit of background on who Mission is. So his real name is Antonio Marquette Smith, and he was born in Greenville, Mississippi. And at the age of 9, him and his family moved to Sacramento, California. After this, he joined Calvary Christian Center, and this is where basically his Christian walk began as a 9-year-old kid. And as a child, he always had an ear for music, along with strong lyrical passion and a gift for music. When he was 15, he started seriously writing and making music. I didn't start writing when I did start writing when I was 15. Yay, we share this in common. When he was 15, he started seriously taking it to heart and taking it as a passion. And however, he realized that he was not living the secular lifestyle that he and his friends rapped about. So he began making music that reflected his Christian life and released his first album, Main Event, in July 2011. So basically, when Mission started making music, he was rapping secular music. But like in his head, he was like, but like what I'm rapping about is not what I'm living. So like, does that make me like fake? Because like I'm rapping all of this stuff and I'm saying all of these things, but this is not my lifestyle. And then he decided that he's gonna start rapping about his life, and it's not popular. I've said this before. Going into the Christian arena and rapping about Christian music is not popular. I'm sure his friends are like, yo, dude, what are you saying? You are going to rap about Christian stuff? Like, what are you doing? You're not going to make cash and all of that stuff. Because that's the stereotypes, let's be real, that come with doing Christian music. It goes on further to say, after the release of his album, Mission took time off his music to seek counsel from his mentors and God regarding music, family, and ministry. The pain, passion, conviction, and triumph that Mission experienced during his sabbatical led to the birth of his second solo project, which is an album entitled Dress Rehearsal, which was released in November 2013. And basically, I love what Mission did, because many times people just jump straight into it. I love the fact that he actually took counsel and he was like, okay, fine, I'm gonna do this, but I'm not gonna just do Christian music just because I can't do music and because I know about Christian stuff. I'm actually gonna actually take a step back. I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna see counsel, I'm gonna find out everything that I need to know. I'm gonna find out how best to spread the message, and then I'm gonna go back into it. And that's what he did. And in early 2013, Mission joined other Christian artists such as Black Knight, JG, KAG, and a whole bunch of other people in Christian hip hop in the super group called RPSMG. And he released his mixtapes and all of that afterwards. And since then, he's been making Christian music. He's been basically going wild in the Christian scene. My favorite song from Mission, though, I have to say, is a song entitled Thank the Lord. And this is Mission featuring someone that I love, 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 V Rose. She's a female Christian artist. She makes music like a beast. If you've never heard music from V Rose, just go on YouTube, search V Rose SOS. That is the first song I listened to from her, and I was like, whoa, this girl is dope. I need to listen to more. Anyway, back to Mission. So Mission featured V Rose on the song, and it's called Thank the Lord. And it's basically speaking about the fact that in everything, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what's going on, whether everything is good or whether things are miserable, you need to thank the Lord. You need to have a spirit of gratitude in everything you do. And I love that song because every single time I'm feeling like, oh, everything is going horrible, nothing can go right, I don't know what to do anymore, anytime I'm in a bad space, I just put that music on, and it just reminds me that in being thankful, you can actually have a different outlook on life rather than just complaining and being miserable all the time. You can actually start looking at, wait, what can I be grateful for in this moment? What has God blessed me with that I can actually just thank Him for right now? And the more you start thanking God for the stuff that He's done and the stuff that you can see is happening in your life, the more you stop thinking things like, oh my gosh, everything is just such a mess, everything is falling apart, I'm just miserable, life just sucks. You stop thinking like that. Why? Because you start being grateful for things and you start realizing that there's more to life than your little problem in that moment. And I love that song that he made. And I think the bold step that he took by stepping back and by actually going and seeking counsel actually helped him make his music the music that it is right now, because his music is seriously awesome. If you have not heard it, you need to listen to this guy because he is super, super, super awesome. And basically, from there on, he's been making songs that have literally been doing so well. You look on YouTube and he's got so many views. You look everywhere, people are downloading his music, people are buying his music because of what he did in the beginning, and that was to step back. He's working with people now like Toby Mac, Lecrae, Tadashi, Dre Murray. All of these people are now recognizing him and recognizing his music. More recently, his music was also recognized by Lecrae, who was also a big Christian artist. And he says, I dig it, keep pushing. That's basically what he tweeted about Mission's music. Many people have actually said a lot about his music because his music seriously is awesome. Mission also has a well-known catchphrase, which is God first, God bless, all of you, none of me, and 100. And that is super, super awesome. So that is our artist of the week, Mission. And if you are like, okay, Nolzy, I'm listening to this Christian hip hop thing, but I've been listening to the same three songs or the same three artists, and like, I don't know who else to go out and listen to, you can listen to Mission because he is super, super awesome. Just go check out his music, man. I mean, support him, buy the music. Let's not steal it off free websites. Let's buy the music and let's keep pushing our Christian artists because they need us as the community. They need us to push it into circular places where the same message is being spread out over and over, money, girls, whatever, the same message being spread out over and over. We need our Christian artists out there to change the culture, to change the nation, to change the way of thinking that people have right now. But also, on top of that, we need to spread and help them get their music out there, because they are really doing well and they are spreading the message of Christ, which was the mission from the beginning. Before we get into what Indian hip-hop is, and if Indian hip-hop exists, because it's mystical, we are going to take a quick breather, and then we're going to go straight into it.
Jesus will stay.
The exceptional new act of worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
Resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracle, unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
I got the juice from my daddy. He ride with me like a caddy. Tell me who you know can die and come back like what happened. That's why I'm rolling with them, boy, committed, never switch up. When I got a problem, he right there, boy, that's my hitter. We do this all the time. Never chasing paper, but we on the grind. Hard working like I'm taking it back to basics. Never napping, no time for days in. Missing with the drummer. Gotta stay ahead of the feet like a runner. They wanna see you fall like you coming at the summer, but you spring right back, boy. Winter on the come up. Yeah, we on the move. I just found my tempo. They tried to lock me up, but I went through the window. God already said I want you, I believe that. Got the Trinity behind me where them threes at. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we, yeah, we, yeah, we on the move.
I got this far, yeah. Not a great night, lot of stage fright, probably, but golly, I'm not no star, yeah. Not a great white, not a blaze slice, part of the body, I got those stars, yeah. And I got those bars, not even opposition, I'm trying to get out of vision, it's not even competition, I'm not your guard, but I know what I'm fighting for. Everybody trying to win that war, but the weapons of the war not carnal, and everybody want to send that for, but I'm looking at the cross like Chrono, maybe send a message in a bottle. Cause I ain't get the blessing in the lotto. But I know they need a holy weapon in Chicago. Yes, Lord. Yes, good God. Good God. Swear to God when them foes dump. Little homies thinking he the only one now. Yeah. I know you're lonely. I know that you're scared. Yeah. Never thinking it's the holy one now. Yeah. Still shooting like it's Kobe in there. Yeah. Probably getting tired of Lucifer. But the dope boys whipping like Toby in there. Yeah. Know you getting tired of Lucifer. But God is the super producer. Yeah. Probably wanna be the smart guy. But the bullets aiming at medulla's there. Probably waiting for the skyfall. Gotta stand patient for the pine saw. Homie gotta get the flow clean and regenerate it out of thy flaws. Let's go.
Yeah, we on the move. I just found my tempo. They tried to lock me out, but I went through the window. God already said I want you, I believe that. Got the Trinity behind me where them threes at. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we, yeah, we, yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we on the move. Yeah, we, yeah, we.
You are still tuned into Act Active FM, where Christ music is the hottest music. You are listening to Rhymes and Poetry with your girl, Nalty Lee. And if you're like Nalty, after that crazy hot segment, I'm like not knowing where to find y'all. I know you told me in the beginning, but like I need you to tell me again. Well, you can simply find us on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za, or simply find us on our socials, which is at ActiveFM777 on Facebook and Instagram. And I know y'all are like, okay, no, 3, 2, 1. And I know you're thinking to yourself, but I want to find Rhymes and Poetry specifically. Well, then you can just go on Instagram, Rhymes and Poetry 777, the number of heaven, and you can find me there on Instagram. But now we are going to go into this topic of Indian hip hop. And I told you in the beginning of the show that the reason I decided to search up Indian hip hop is because I did a show on Indian poetry. Because I was like, does Indian poetry exist? And I didn't know that until someone actually gave me a book of Indian poetry, and I was like, whoa. So I'm doing a thing on the poetry segment of the show, which is basically poetry around the world. And now I thought to myself, well, then if they have poetry, I'm sure they have hip-hop, and I'm sure they have rap, right? Well, let's find out if that actually is a thing. It says here in my research that Indian hip-hop is a part of the South Asian hip-hop culture termed as Desi hip-hop. Desi hip-hop is a term for music and culture which combines the influences of hip-hop and the Indian subcontinent. The term Desi is referring to the South Asian the South Asian diaspora, which combines the influences of hip-hop on the Indian subcontinent. The term has also come to be used as an alternative for rap music and even pop music, which involves rappers of South Asian origins, and this is basically where the creation of Desi hip-hop came from. Now, when I was reading this, I was like, okay, so like, It's a mixture of Indian culture. And I know Indian music, like, we've all heard Indian music. I used to listen to, well, watch Bollywood movies. And from there, I'd like sort of get a feel of like what Indian music is about. And also, I used to watch this show called Mela, I think, which is about Indian culture and all of that. So like, I'd hear Indian songs, and also they play Indian songs around. So this is basically saying it's a combination of Indian culture and hip hop. So it's not like straight hip-hop, like, you know what I mean? It's like a combination of the Indian accent into hip-hop, and that is what it is. So it's a combination of the Indian culture and what they basically use, because I know many Indian people, well, Indian artists rather, make pop music. So it would sort of be a borderline combination between the pop music and hip-hop music. Hip-hop music is one of the most exciting and fast-growing music cultures, we all know this, and basically this is why it has spread all the way through to India. Now, the first rapper of India was, okay, he first released an album in 1990. That is a long time ago. When we looked at the origin of hip-hop music, it originated in the 1970s, 1980s. It was more popular in the 1980s because of the music group NWA and all of those other artists who actually brought it more into the light. And back then, it was basically looked down upon because they were like, yo, y'all are spreading violence, y'all are spreading the wrong message and all of that. And that's where it started in 1980. Now, a decade later, that's when Indian hip-hop actually began. The first Indian rapper came about. And in 1990, hip-hop was introduced into India by Punjabi rapper Baba Sigal. Baba Sigal started the trend of hip-hop and rap with his hit songs Tanda Tanda Pani. So basically, it's sampled from Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby, which in turn was sampled from The Queen's Under Pressure. And basically, okay, so I'm guessing Tanda Tanda Pani is Ice Ice Baby in Indian. And basically, he started, he brought hip-hop music to India. And from there, that's when the actual culture started. That's when they started moving into hip-hop music. The true birth of Indian hip-hop, or Desi hip-hop, as it's otherwise known as, is in the early 2000s. A non-Indian man provided Indian hip-hop with the spark it so badly needed. Bohemian Roger David, a Pakistani-American rapper living in California, along with the hip-hop producer Shawan, released his debut album, Vich Pakistan De. And this basically rose into prominence, and he released his first full-length album in Punjabi rap, and this is where it all started. So even though the first guy in the 1990s took basically Vanilla Ice's songs and turned it into his own language and brought it to India, that wasn't sort of like fully establishing Indian hip-hop, because I would say that he was basically taking other people's songs and basically putting it into his language. And so in the early 2000s, that's when a guy who's not Indian, by the way, he's Bohemian, but he actually brought the Indian rap into actual prominence. He actually like built it up. So that's where the actual beginning of Desi hip-hop took place. And then the birth of gully rap, which is street rap. Guys, Indian rap has street rap. So obviously, like, street rap is like gangster rap sort of things, and it's the original face of hip hop. Like, if you look at the beginning of hip hop, obviously you look at people like NWA and all of that. They started off with street rap. I mean, they were making songs that were very violence inducing, and they were making songs like that. It doesn't have to be about violence and stuff, but it's basically about the streets, it's about your life, it's about what you see around you, growing up in the hood and all of that stuff. So in India, this is called gully rap. And everyone knows that hip-hop is an art form which was born in the streets of the Bronx, New York. It was revolutionized by the likes of Jay-Z and Nas and all of those people, and inspired by the legends such as NWA, as I've said. So, Neezy dropped his first track, Afat, on YouTube with a raw music video in January 2014. And the track went viral because of Neezy's versatility, his impressive skills, and constructive storytelling. Can I just highlight very, very quickly that is what you need in rap songs? Listen very carefully. You need versatility, you need impressive skills, and you need constructive storytelling. Impressive skills, you need to have good flow, you need to be able to switch up your flow, you need to be able to actually do good in writing and rhyming. For constructive storytelling, you need to first of all be a good poet. Please guys, if you want to be a rapper, can you get into poetry? Because it helps you. I promise you, there's nothing wrong with doing poetry to improve your rap. It helps you because poetry is a way of writing that is truly, I can't even describe it with words. It's not only for my love of poetry. It seriously is, because you learn things when learning poetry that you don't learn in just general writing. You learn skills, you learn how to rhyme, you learn so many things. You learn how to use metaphors, you learn how to use similes, you learn how to use personification, you learn so many just get into we're just gonna say just get into writing poetry, because it is necessary. It improves your storytelling, and also tell stories. Don't just rap about the same five things everyone's rapping about. Be able to tell stories, and also in Christian rap especially, you can tell stories in that. This is what I want to see. I want to see a Christian artist come out and take Bible stories, bring them to life in this day and age, and actually tell a story around it using poetry. Do you know how dope that album would be? If someone finds this human that is going to do this, can you please let me know on our socials or via email so that I can play them? Because this is what we need in actual rap. So this is basically what this guy did. And he actually grew so big and so famous that people couldn't actually believe. And now the face of Indian hip hop is people like Gully Boy and all of these people who actually are making the hits out there. The underground rappers from Mumbai have gained a considerable amount of exposure after the release of Gully Boy and are looking forward towards the growth of the culture in India. According to me, hip hop will keep growing in India as new young talented rappers will keep getting exposure. The future of Indian hip hop is as bright as the sun and artists who actually make this music. And this is what we need to keep doing. Do as I say. Get into poetry, get into storytelling, get into writing skills, study literature if you want to be a rapper, please. It makes you sound that much more intellectual. It makes your content that much more gripping where people actually want to listen to you the whole time. Instead of listening to, hey, no, screw, whoo. We don't want to listen to that. We actually want to hear content. So get straight into that. And I want to hear improved rappers. And this topic is so freaking hot. I want to carry on speaking about it until forevermore and to forever to come. But unfortunately, I can't. So we are going to go into a quick breather.
Hey, this is Kayla and you're listening to Active FM.
How awesome was that topic? I mean, I still want to carry on talking about it. I'm having dialogues with myself in my head. Like, we need to carry on this conversation. But seriously, we are going to be going through poetry around the world. I think it's interesting if we do hip hop around the world as well, because then we start a journey of discovery, knowing things and learning things that we just don't know right now, because you don't know what you don't know. But this is Nolzili and we are about to close off the show. If you're looking for us, you can find us on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za. Otherwise, you can simply find me at Rhymes and Poetry 777 on Instagram, or if you're looking for Active FM on Instagram and Facebook at Active FM 777, the number of heaven. And this is Nolzi Lee for another week, signing out. Peace out and God bless.
Speak no Spanish, let's be talking queso. Yeah, me and my compadres, we need lots of pesos. Yeah, tryna feed the family, tied up pinching pennies. It ain't all about the dollar, but if it's dollars, I need plenty. Hey, I don't speak no Spanish, let's be talking queso. Hey, I don't speak no Spanish, let's be talking queso. Starting again like a decade ago. Ever since I had my foot on the net, trying to feed the family off of the floor, so best believe that I'll be needing a check. I don't have time to be waiting around. If you miss out, then it's really your loss. They try to play me like I was a fool, so I had to go and become my own boss. Label is just want to make you a slave, but I do not answer to no one but God. They try to say that I'm good for my age. I've been in my best since a little good draw. They done let benchwarmers up in the game. Now I'm finna drop it, they want like I'm Kobe. Everyone always got something to say. Keep my name out your mouth if you really don't know me. If it ain't real, me no hablo. I got a dog like I'm Pablo, ay. Homie, I don't got no patience, ay. I need my money like Pronto, ay. We need that financial freedom, ay. I do this stuff for my people, ay. Had to believe in ourselves before ain't nobody believed us, ay. Now they want us just to tune up. We been trapping out the internet, saying that we doing so much, but this ain't even the beginning yet, ay. All you want to be a friend now, keep it real, but we been a threat. I'm going dummy, I'ma grind now, cause I ain't never going in it, yeah. I don't speak no Spanish, let's be talking queso. Yeah, me and my compadres, we need lots of pesos. Yeah, tryna feed the family, tied up pinching pennies. It ain't all about the dollar, but if it's dollars, I need plenty. Hey, I don't speak no Spanish, let's be talking queso. Hey, I don't speak no Spanish. Let's be talking queso. Came up with hoes in the cell, and every time it rained, we had to grab the bucket. Times hard, but I grind harder. I know all about balling on the budget. They be like, why you so mad? Really, Caleb, what's the deal, bro? Please tell me how you feel if it was feces in your cereal, and your mother gotta walk around in pain, and you can't do a thing about it. Swear to God that I probably lose it if
if I ain't coming here, sing about it. Notice all of myself short is on the list of things that I won't be doing. Tell these suckers, if you stare to me, you better come around and you can keep it moving. Going stupid every single winter, so when summer come around, I'm ready for them. Man, I give it 20 years before these suckers catch up to what I'm already doing. They told me don't put your eggs in one basket, but I didn't listen, so I got it cracking. It wasn't a border, now I'm on the road, cause I'm spitting that fire. I feel like a dragon. I turn my passion into a profession. Did it myself, I don't need no suggestions. Come at me crazy, I teach you a lesson. I'm giving them hell, but my father from heaven. I remember I was riding the bench. Now I'm out here putting numbers on the board. Try to kill me, but I turned to a beast. Already and not, I'ma settle the score.
Yeah, Mitchell, I don't speak no Spanish. Let's be talking queso. Yeah, me and my compadres, we need lots of pesos. Yeah, trying to feed the family, tired of pinching pennies. It ain't all about the dollar, but if it's dollars, I need plenty.